Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in. We've got a great podcast here for you today. We're going to be talking about the Trendsetter Award we won over the weekend. We're also going to go do some email and Facebook shout-outs. Going to also discuss scents, his and her scents. And I'm not talking dollars and cents here. I'm talking smells. Also going to tell you a little bit about the best loco moco in Hawaii, where to find it in a contest that's happening this weekend, and also go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. Hope you're having a great week wherever you are. We want to thank you very much for listening to the podcast. It's brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can find us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com. If you're into Twitter, you can find me at Aloha Bruce. Also, you can catch us on Facebook at Hawaii Aloha Travel. You can also type in Hawaii Vacations, and you can check us out there. I do love to hear from you, and if you're in the sound of my voice, please take a moment, drop me a line, let me know you're listening. I know we get 10,000 downloads a month, but I hear from very few of you, and it really gives me a lot of encouragement to get an email or a note from you guys and let me know that you're listening and you're enjoying. A special shout out to Eric, who just wrote me, and Shannon, who wrote me from the last podcast to let me know you're listening, and a few others, which I can't remember. I was supposed to say I wanted to make sure I shouted you out, but I will shout you out on Friday. We've got a lot of ground to cover, so let's get right into it. As we mentioned on the last podcast, last week we didn't do a show because we were away in Los Angeles. We were attending the Travel Age West Magazine Awards. This is a yearly awards ceremony given out by the magazine. They give tons of awards out, 48 total awards in many different categories in the travel industry. This year they had a special Trendsetter Award in what they call the Superstar Agent category, and I was honored to be nominated. I have to say that I didn't win the main award, but I was the runner-up, and I'm very proud of that. And as a result, Yelling and I won a all-expenses-paid trip in the Mexican Riviera. So Riviera, want to thank Royal Caribbean Cruises for the wonderful gift that they have given us. This cruise, we're going to be on the Mariner of the Seas, and I'm trying to talk Yaling actually into going with me in July. I don't know, she hasn't gotten back to me on that one. But maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to take it in July, or maybe August, you know, because we've been traveling a lot, so we like to stay put. You know, we're travel agents, but we don't like to travel a whole lot. You know, we live in paradise, let's face it. And if you're coming here in the next week or so, we've just had picture-perfect weather, gorgeous weather. And you can see some of that if you go check out the vodcast we did just a few moments ago. Got a live shot out towards Diamond Head, and it's just beautiful. So we went to the awards, and it was exciting. We got to dress up. And for those of you who don't think there's anything going underneath, you know, I always wear a hat. A lot of people see me in public, I'm wearing a hat. But here for this award, it was a black tie venue. So actually, we had it wore a tux with the bow tie and everything, and it was. I really do have hair. I do. You just have to trust me on that one. And it was just a fabulous time. Met lots of wonderful people, and just felt wonderful to be part of. Just be recognized. You know, in the industry, we've been doing this for 10 years, and we put a lot of effort and work into it. And it means an awful lot to us. So. There we go. We're a Trendsetter Award winner. And we got some pictures up on the blog page, also the Facebook page. If you want to see what it looks like and some of the stuff we did, feel free to get over there and check it out. I want to get into a couple of shout-outs. I first want to say big mahalo and thank you to Peggy Hill, who wrote on our Facebook page, "Can't say enough about Hawaii Aloha Travel. Best travel agents we've ever used. And we've used them for 7 trips to Hawaii. We would never use anyone else." Wow, you can't get a better compliment than that. Repeat customers, right? She's been booking with us for 7 years. Just fantastic. And I know she's booked with many different agents. You know, I have found out that she has dealt with several agents here. And originally working with myself and Yaling. So thank you so much, Peggy. We do appreciate it, and we value your business, and hopefully we'll be able to help you with another trip real soon. Also want to do a shout-out to Robbie Miller, who just booked another seven-day vacation to Maui through Hawaii-Aloha.com, Hawaii Aloha Travel. He says he can't wait to get here, and thank you again, Isabel. Isabel is one of our agents here, and she helped him out with this trip, and she wanted to give he wanted to do a shout-out to her, and so I'm in turn shouting out as well. So thank you very much, Robbie Miller, for the big kudos. And we welcome you to our Ohana, and thanks again for using Hawaii-Aloha.com. A third one here from a gentleman who is on Twitter. His name is Daniel. He goes by Metal Dan. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said Meta Dan. It's Metal Dan. And he said, your company came through for us. I worked with Keahi to put together a package for both of us. My wife is a teacher, and so here are our travel plans. Because I asked him to send me a note on what his travel plans are and see if I could help in any way. And he's going to be coming to Oahu December 18th from Los Angeles for 3 days. And then from the 21st to the 28th over to the Big Island. He says this is his first time in Oahu. So he wanted to get a sample of what it was like. And he says he plans to use public transportation to get around. Now, I really think this was a great move to make because he chose Oahu and the Big Island. And that's a great way to get a feel for what's really here without having to go to every one of the islands. Because it's my experience, and I just think that Oahu has everything all the other islands have except a volcano, an active volcano. We've got the great beaches, we've got the great scenery, we've got the North Shore, where it's country, we've got the big city, the Honolulu and the Waikiki. It's just everything. We even have a dormant volcano, Diamond Head. So we have a lot of the things that the other islands have, except the volcano on the Big Island. So I thought it was a good choice that he picked both Oahu and the Big Island to get a sampling of what Hawaii's about. He's also saying that he wants to take public transportation to get around while he's on Oahu. And I think that's also a great idea. You know, just for a few bucks, you can go all around the entire island and also experience the island from a local perspective. You can meet locals. It's just a fun way to do it. A lot of people tell me they've done it and had a great time doing so. It'll take you all day to get there and back. I would just recommend getting on the bus and, you know, riding Waikiki and riding through Honolulu, doing the transfers, there's a couple transfers, and then heading out to the North Shore and back. He also wants to know if there's a good way to do a Lost tour, you know, from the series Lost. And one suggestion I have for you is to go to, if you have an iPhone anyway, is go to the App Store and download an application called Gowalla. It's a geotagging type of application where you can like tag where you're located, and also there's kind of a game involved with it. And there's also a Lost tour that you can take, and it was put together by Ryan Ozawa, who is probably synonymous with Lost and Lost fans because he had a wonderful Lost podcast, and he put that one together. So you just download that and follow the tour along, and you'll see some of the best sites on Oahu, which is where most of the filming was done for the series Lost. So hopefully that helps you out. He's also going to be taking one of these puddle jumpers because we suggested that. And here's a guy that kind of listened to, you know, we talk about this stuff all the time. And he's going to take one of those small planes in order to get a scenic ride over to the Big Island, kind of kill two birds with one stone because he's going to take Island Air that's going to go to Maui first and flies low. I mean, people have told me they've seen whales while flying in these little planes. And then he's going to go over to the Big Island. So he's going to kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, by doing that. So congratulations to you, Daniel. You're going to have a terrific time. And thanks again for using Hawaii-Aloha.com. Another question comment came in from a Sharon Harrison, who was writing to Yaling and said, this question is going to sound a little odd, but I'd like to know if Hawaii Aloha Travel is a member of the Better Business Bureau. I'm sure you can respect why I ask. Not that I don't trust your business. I just need to be safe with my money, and I really want to come to Hawaii. You've been wonderful, and I would definitely recommend Hawaii Aloha Travel to family, coworkers, and friends. Well, you know, that's a great question, and it's certainly an important question, and credibility is very important to us. And when you're booking a vacation online, you never know who you're dealing with. So, of course, it's a great question. And yes, we are members of the Better Business Bureau. We have a AAA rating, an A++ rating with them. And you can check it out yourself by going to their website, BetterBusinessBureau/Hawaii or something like that. You just go to the Better Business Bureau site and you can navigate your way to Hawaii. So it's a great question. We also can be checked out with the Consumer Protection Agency here locally. Check our business license and also go to our About Us page where we have all of our credentials right there for you. So please check that out. Another thing that I wanted to mention, in fact, very often people ask me to do something romantic, uniquely romantic, when they come to Hawaii. It is a romantic place to come as far as a destination goes because, quite frankly, it's so beautiful. We do a lot of honeymoons and weddings here. It's just a number one destination for romance for a lot of folks. And I ran across something that I thought was very unique just recently, and that is this idea of custom blending perfume experiences. And the Manali Bay, the spa over there on Lanai, is offering demi-blending perfume experiences where you actually can create his or her scents. I know, this sounds unusual, right? I mean, never heard of doing something like this, but if you think about it, it's kind of a unique way to do it. It's kind of an ideal gift, and it's kind of a great way to remember the experience. They use scents that are indigenous to Hawaii. And what they do is they hook you up with this fragrance engineer, basically. And this is a person that's going to look at your body type and look at how, I guess they do certain measures. These guys are engineers. I mean, that's what they do. And they come up with blends that are uniquely designed for you and your spouse. And I thought it was kind of an interesting thing. Even if you don't do this, it might spark some ideas for you to do something unique like that in the way of coming up with, unique ideas for your trip when you come here. I don't know. I was just thinking that it would be a cool idea. And my guess is that they're doing it over there at Lanai, but my guess is that they're probably doing it in other places too. I haven't really checked into it, but I think it's a great idea and it's kind of unique. And they blend these fragrances based on your body chemistry. And it's a lot of fun. And they're 100% natural and all of that. And it's not cheap. It starts at $150 per person, and it goes up from there. So you got to have the bucks to do it. But hey, here's an idea that's definitely unique. And I never heard of it, so maybe we'll look into that a little more and put some stuff on the blog if we can find out that there are other people doing that here. But hopefully it'll just spark your idea about doing some stuff that are things that are out of the box for your Hawaii vacation if you're going to be doing anything in the romance area. Another thing I'd like to talk about, if you've been following the podcast or listening, reading the blogs, you've heard us talk a lot about a favorite dish called loka moko. Now, it's on the breakfast menus all over the islands, and it comes in many different forms. And the basic ingredients are hamburger, grated onions, beef broth, Worcestershire sauce, egg, white rice with gravy poured all over it. And it started back in 1949. And the folks in Hilo and the folks at the Lincoln Grill had some kids came in from a sports club and they really couldn't afford a lot of money. So they asked them to take a hamburger and put it in a Simon bowl and put all these ingredients in a Simon bowl and just pour some gravy over it. And that's how it started. And the rest is really history. And starting this weekend, there's going to be the quest to find the best loka moko in Hawaii. And if you're going to be here this weekend on Saturday at Cheeseburger Restaurant on June 19th, that's this Saturday at 11 a.m., there's going to be a kickoff contest, which is going to consist of celebrity judges, and they're going to challenge each other to a loka moko eating contest. They're going to be blindfolded, and the first person to finish all the loka moko is going to be the winner. So it sounds like a lot of fun. And after that, the competition is going to continue to run from June 19th to July 20th. And there's some various restaurants in the Beachwalk area. That's where it's going to take place, by the way, on the Beachwalk area, that are going to participate. And you can just walk around and you'll be able to vote on your favorite version of the Hawaiian Loco Moco. And there are just so many versions. I mean, there's fish versions. There's, you know, many different versions. Now, this was kind of interesting because a lot of folks chimed in on this and gave us some ideas. Some of the local friends here, some of our friends here kind of chimed in on this on our Facebook page and on Twitter. A Twitter person by the name of Dania Katz, she said the Market Fresh Bistro in Makaua'au has the best Loco Moco. And she likes it the best because it's made with local fresh eggs and Maui cattle. And Astrida, who's also a local here, she said that she heard a place on the Big Island that has, she heard about a place on the Big Island that claims to be the home of Loco Moco, and there's 100 varieties. And she says she hasn't been, but she'd like to go there. Wendy Ross said that her niece turned her on to Loco Moco over on Molokai a couple of years ago. And it's on the east side somewhere. And our friend Ryan Ozawa, who's at Hawaii, one we were talking about earlier about the podcast for The Loss, he says that there's a couple great places. Ken's House of Pancakes is his favorite here on Oahu, and on the Big Island, Blaine's. So those are some local suggestions for Loco Moco if you're going to be coming to Hawaii. We're running right out of time here. So I want to get into talking about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. The first one is for two people from October 22nd to the 29th, coming all the way from Detroit to Honolulu. They're going to be staying at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. It includes a leg greeting, the Polynesian Cultural Center, the Arizona Memorial, all of that for $32.32. Congratulations to Linda and Benjamin Swisher. And want to congratulate Keahi, who put that package together. The next package we have is also for two people, October 28th to November 4th, all the way from Dayton, Ohio, to Honolulu, staying at the Outrigger Waikiki on the beach. They're going to have an ocean view room. Lay greeting and transfers as well. Total package price is $28.80. So congratulations and thank you. Big mahalos to the Bokum family, Ernest and Priscilla. That's going to wrap it up for this edition. Don't forget to tune in on Friday. We're going to talk about the Maui Film Festival. Until then, for my beautiful wife and myself, Bruce, we'll say aloha and mahalo.